This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For us to overview what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio with our countdown, the charts from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, becomes the focus and the fodder for our conversation every week at this time, taking the top 10 stories, the list of people that have been discussed. Where is the buzz? In other words. So here to help with that is Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Victoria Keelan and I will all go through them. I'll go first from number 10 to number 1. We'll be throwing a few anecdotal comments here and there to which all are welcome to exchange. Number 10, sports talk radio. It's going on at the NFL. The game in Mexico City this week. Why?
Yeah. Spreading the love, man. Spreading the love.
All right. Cy Young. For whom does he play?
Well, he's been dead for 100-something years.
He plays for 6 feet under.
Oh. Well, but who's the guy that's Kate Upton's boyfriend? I thought it was...
Justin Verlander.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So who's
he
plays
for Detroit, the Tigers.
He does. All right. So she involved herself... or maybe inveigled herself, or maybe impaled herself in a conversation on one of the, was it Twitter? I suppose it was probably social media.
Yeah, it was Twitter.
Yeah. What was the complaint against Justin that she was defending him from or for?
He did not win the Cy Young Award.
Oh, the Cy Young Award. That's it, right.
He was nominated, but he apparently his name was left off of two ballots, and it's voted on by the sports writers. So she went on a not-so-ladylike tirade, if you want to call it that.
Wow. Yes. Including using a few expletives that might be deleted in... a mixed company.
Who cares? My Max Scherzer from the Nationals got it for the Nationals.
Yeah,
League,
so. Congrats to you, Rick.
Yeah, no, it was great.
Nationals, yeah.
All right, number 8 on the countdown list this week is the situation mostly in Mosul, but what's going on in the Middle East, Daesh on the run, et cetera, et cetera. That's what the news media have you believe anyway. Number 7, the future of health care in our country. Number 6, Megyn Kelly's extraordinarily self-serving book, which has become popular.
I think I read that in the description, too. Which
what,
is
self-serving?
Megyn Kelly's extraordinarily self-serving
book. Well, aren't they all?
What I find most interesting here is the timing of the conversation. It was like if the weeks haven't been bad enough, or the month or the year haven't been bad enough for Roger Ailes, not only does Megyn Kelly dump on him in her book, but there was I think it was a 2020 interview with Gretchen Kelly, Gretchen
Carlson.
Yeah.
Who left Fox and was given on her way out the door a check for $20 million because Roger Ailes, according to her description, jumped on her and stuck his tongue down her mouth.
You don't believe her?
I do most certainly believe her. Okay. I think Ailes is a pig.
Yeah. Okay.
And I've always thought that about him. I mean, I've only met him a couple of times and was sitting in his office once, and I don't know, I had a sort of a...
Did you try and stick his throat?
No.
Stick his tongue down your throat?
No.
Did you
but I had a lawyer, I had a lawyer with me at the time. But say it again?
Did you get a creepy vibe from him?
A creepy guy. I think always, I think he's a very smart fellow. None of us are perfect. We all have... our good side and our bad side. He did a lot of good for a lot of Republican candidates. Great strategist. Was magnificent at figuring out how to put the Fox News picture and throne together with silly things like We Report, You Decide, and Fair and Balanced and all that crap, which was, you know, not any of it believable or true. But he was great at promoting, and that's he proved to all of us, if you repeat it enough, people are going to believe it.
Yep.
So
can we all agree that extremely intelligent, overachieving people are freaks in some form or fashion.
Yeah.
You find, I mean, name, I mean, sure, there's a couple of presidents. You know, Barack Obama seems to be a straight-laced guy when it comes to morality, and Bush, the daddy, and W also.
Yeah.
But, you know, so many times we talk about people in positions of power or people who just achieve extreme things, lose all touch with reality, and there's some kind of just weirdness going on in their life.
Wiener head, yep.
Yep.
Wiener head.
Mm.
That is a
perfect
good one.
Example.
Yeah.
Well, you think that's that powerful?
The more powerful
you are,
the more you're out of touch. Is that what you're...
I think Tiger Woods is a great example. I think he
lost
all touch with reality. He didn't know from the time he was 18 or 19... what reality was. And a lot of these athletes, we'll just use them as examples, who basically get coddled from the time they're 16, 17, 18 through college and into their pro careers. You don't know what everybody's giving you everything, and you lose touch with reality. It's hard to stay grounded. And
it's a very good point.
Politicians are the same way.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
It's power, money and power and greed. Mm-hmm. And even Johnny Manziel earlier this week, he settled his domestic abuse thing. And he's another one. I mean, you know, so much was given to him, so much praise was heaped on him. He ultimately was a huge disappointment, but no one has told his ego that.
Wait a minute. Number 8 was the battle for Mosul. I must have, that's a misprint. It's probably the battle for Manziel.
You're probably
his soul, because he doesn't have one anymore.
Yeah. All right. We're going through the stories, the big hits, the reason that is, well, now we have to, I guess, turn the tide a little bit, because News Talk Radio has still many things to talk about in the transition, but yet the election's over, so what do we do now at the poker table? We'll go through, as we continue here, to overview what's going on in this format. I'm Doug Steffen at 13 past the hour.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Big Jim and 3 pancakes for 89 cents.
I don't care what you call them, pancakes, flipjacks, flapcakes. The point is, at Burger King, you can get a stack of 3 of them for 89 cents. What kind of deal is this?
A great one? Fill up on 3 golden pancakes for 89 cents. This is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 3 pancakes for 89 cents. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
This weekend at Kohl's, friends and family take an extra 20% off. It's time to get ready for the holidays. So deck the halls with 50% off holiday decor. Dress to impress for the school concert with kids' sweaters, just $11.99. And keep them warm from head to toe with juniors' boots for $49.99. At Kohl's, friends and family save a little more with an extra 20% off. So you can give a little more this holiday. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 11/18 through 11/20. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, holidays are crazy. I have sales to promote, clients to thank.
Well, Staples is your holiday printing headquarters with fast turnaround on banners and signs, and cards and invitations are now 20% off our already low prices.
Staples guy, how did you know that's what I wanted? I dropped some hints, but I never expected to actually get it.
Glad you like it.
It's perfect.
Turn year-end stress into holiday success with 20% off custom holiday cards and invitations. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 12/24/16. Prices shown may reflect discounts. See associate for details.
It's almost time for my favorite holiday.
Aw, I love Thanksgiving, too.
I'm talking about Black Friday at Ulta Beauty.
I wait all year for Beauty Buster deals like Bare Minerals Eye and Face Kits for only $10. Plus 50% off my favorite mascara from Urban Decay. I'll get makeup, hair care, fragrances, and more for everyone on my list. Oh, wait, where are you going?
To get my phone. I'm going to need to text and tweet and gram and...
Most stores open at 6 p.m. on Thanksgiving and 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Hurry in. Beauty Busters are going fast. Ulta Beauty. Joy to the girl.
The holidays have arrived, and gentlemen, it's the perfect time for you to arrive in style. Hurry into JCPenney during our men's wardrobe sale and get 50% off select suit separates, sport coats, dress pants, and top coats. Gear up with an extra 20% off select items with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. It's the perfect way to step up your game this holiday season. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Coupon required. About 11/17 to 11/19. 20% offer subject to credit approval. Some exclusions apply. Check jcp.com for coupon and details.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs. Granger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Granger. When it comes to safety, Granger's got your back. Call, click safety.granger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the Talk Radio Review, courtesy of folks that are connected to the Good Day program and DJV. The sources of the information, however, that we're talking about are the folks at Talkers Magazine. Go to talkers.com. Excuse me, it's the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, these charts and all of the things going on in the world of news talk, radio and TV are not listed there, but written about every day. It's a fresh new world when you go to talkers.com. Okay, number five, we're going through the stories with our comments, and then we'll dig out a few of them in the next half hour that are especially poignant. The continuing focus on our immigration policies in the sanctuary cities. I was talking about the situation up in Lewiston, Maine. Rich, you haven't been around much to hear me get off on this. This has been something that has really bothered me. There are thousands of Somalis who have, for whatever reason, gone to Lewiston, Maine. They've come here, they've settled there, and about 5% of them are legal, and the rest of them are illegal. And the city seems to coddle to them, the state of Maine, giving them benefits. And they're angry now because they're being harassed because Trump supporters are going after them. And, or the thing that I find a little bit awkward here is, how do we know? There are a lot of people that assume it's all in the name of Donald Trump or because he's been elected, gives people license to be jerks. I don't know that that's fair to Trump. It may be that Trump's attitude or his words that he chose poorly a lot of times during the campaign have come back to give some of these people power. They feel empowered by some of the ways he addresses people, and maybe that's what, I don't know, I can't speak to it. I know that I'm uncomfortable with our immigration policy. I wouldn't put it the way that
you're uncomfortable, and it's been politically incorrect for you to speak out about it for years. And now it's not incorrect for you to speak out about it.
Didn't keep me from speaking out about it.
I know, but people feel like they have a freedom to voice their frustration now. And that's what you're seeing is coming. And again, my philosophy is the pendulum.
Good. Yeah, there is a pendulum. All of those things are fine, except the violence, the man that was in a restaurant the other day, and some woman spoke ill of Trump, and he got up and punched her in the face. That's just not acceptable, isn't it? And I hope he's being prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
Yeah.
And these people who have, there was a college prof and his wife in Los Angeles, black couple. They woke up and went out their back door, and they found the door locked from the outside with a set of handcuffs around it. You know, stuff like that. Get lost with that stuff.
No.
Throw away. That's not America. You're a jerk if you pull that kind of stuff. And if you do harm to other people, you should be prosecuted. That's, I don't believe, although there are people who say, well, Trump started it. His rhetoric left a lot to be desired. But you make choices. You make your own decision. It isn't Trump saying, go beat that woman up. That's not him. He's not saying that. And again, I'm no apologist for Trump. There's no reason for me to be an apologist. I thought he was disgraceful in many of the things that he said about the candidates. But you know what? When he gets right down to it, look at what's going on. Trump's talking to all these people that he used to call liars and phonies. He's going to try to convince Mitt Romney to be the Secretary of State, for God's sakes. What did he say? What did the two of them say about each other?
I don't buy that.
You don't buy what?
I don't buy that he's... I think Trump is trolling everybody and having and laughing in the boardroom.
I think
he might be meeting with Mitt Romney, but
he knows.
I would be shocked.
You don't think he's going to ask him?
I think they're probably just trying to bury the hatchet and see how they can help each other.
Wow. I think Mitt Romney would actually
be a good
choice
for
State, frankly.
I'd be fine with him.
Very polished, professional, that's what you want. And,
I would be pleasantly surprised.
Yeah. All right, well, that's good, Richie. We'll put that down, right down. Richie, pleasantly surprised, 21 after the hour.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in a best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, hashtag Nephilim.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden going over the charts from Talkers Magazine this week, discussing some of the issues, the hot hits, if you will. We're working our way from number 10 to number 1 with our comments. Then we'll go through the people on the list. Let's see here. The relations that we have with Russia. The speculation is they will thaw. There are a lot of people who wanted you to believe that Putin tried to influence the election. Whether he did or he didn't, I guess, who's going to know? How are you going to ever know in reality? If it was
he didn't.
The Russians, then I'm going to look right to Snowden. I don't think that's bad. I mean, he's got to pay some price for him staying there another 3 years. So why not hack into let's have a little fun.
It would probably be pretty easy for him to do, right?
Yeah, I think it would be very easy for him to do. Yeah.
All right, so what?
Hack into the DNC email.
The DNC, whatever else he wants to hack into. To the number three item is the state of the Democratic Party. I'm not sure why that seems to be. I mean, I think that people would be more interested in talking about the state of the Republican Party, which seems to be more in. I mean, the Democrats certainly have problems at the top between Brazil and Schultz and whatever their foolishness with Bernie Sanders. And how do you bring those two different sides together? But I don't think the rift is anywhere near as bad as it is in the Republican Party. Do you?
I would think the Republicans have more. They have to figure out how to bridge that. There's a big divide there.
Yeah.
So between the Trumpers and. What?
Really? There's a lot of love in the Republican Party right now. The Democratic Party, yeah. You got the Debbie Wasserman, Schultz, Donna Brazile, Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton mess. They have no idea what to do.
The ideologies are much more similar in the Democratic side.
Which
I'm just saying, if we're just looking at between the left and the right, I think on the right there's more. There needs to be some coming together more. There's a big divide there.
I would agree.
There's the middle of the Republicans. There's kind of it's no man's land. Mm-hmm. So on the Democratic side, sure, there's a mess with the leadership, but everybody's ideologies are pretty similar. So on the right, there's the never Trumpers, there's the super conservatives, there's the more moderates who are kind of left out. You know, they don't know what they're doing. So I think it's more of a mess on the right.
Yeah, but I like the change, and because that's what I think the left needs is some change to shake it up. If Nancy Pelosi becomes the speaker,
the party system has proven itself to be as fraudulent as any kind of organization that there is. They're not interested in you.
Which is why we are where we are today.
Yeah, it is exactly right. I agree with you 100% on that. They don't give a damn about the electorate. They care about whether they're in power.
Yep.
What it is, what's the source of their money? The right. source of their the money comes in to fund the jobs that are there. The people that are just hanger-oners. And, you know, all the 501c3s that get created in Washington.
Well, and how do I get reelected in 2 or 4 years?
Right.
Yeah.
That's the main focus of all of these people.
Yep.
They're constantly trying to raise money to get reelected.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and earlier in the year, and then we the story kind of got buried with everything else that happened with the election. But there were a few senators who came forward, and some of them even resigned from their positions, representatives as well, because they said that the demand on fundraising took so much of their day.
That young guy, what was his name?
Yeah, there was a guy from Long Island too who I think was a Democrat, and he said, "I just can't do this anymore. This is not what I signed up for."
The 60 Minutes piece done.
60 Minutes, had
about
it, yeah.
Where they basically spend half of their 8-hour day, or they work much more, in a call center, in a cubby booth, making phone calls to the list. And whatever they're doing, even if they're up for a vote, they have to leave the vote and go make their phone calls.
It's ridiculous.
It is.
All right, well, welcome to politics in America, the shining star on the plane of justice, truth, the American way, whatever it is. It's as phony and fraudulent and corrupt as you could possibly imagine, and we ought to give them the old heave-ho, and make sure we create a few more parties. 28 past the hour.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches. Because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cash back match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
According to a new survey, 4 in 10 veterans say military experience did not help them with their civilian careers. Why might that be? Jay Curtis is here with that story.
As the U.S. military continues to downsize, veterans are seeking higher education in record numbers. Garland H. Williams with University of Phoenix College of Security and Criminal Justice.
Well, one thing that's constant about any military career is that at some point it's going to end, either through retirement or through your choice. And you have to be ready for whatever comes next. Take an assessment of your educational level to see what gaps you need to fill. So the first day you're looking for a job, you're ready to be hired and corporate America is ready to hire you.
Naval veteran Krishna Jackson tells us about the important role universities play in supporting veterans finding a new career path.
For me, as a Navy veteran, some of the biggest challenges are transitioning those skills into the civilian sector. I'm also a single mother raising a family, so a non-traditional university like Phoenix allows me to fit school in with evening classes, online classes, and that's really what was key to me achieving and overcoming those challenges.
For more information, go to phoenix.edu.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Conversation continues now, 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden and Victoria Keelan, regular folks on the radio, with an overview of the stories that are being discussed from our point of view as yakkers on the radio. The thing that's incumbent on us is to kind of know what's going on and give you an idea from our own slant of what some of these things are. There's nothing new under the sun here. We have all of us different points of view on some things, and we agree on others, which is the state of conversation that ought to exist on most programs. If I were the program director of the world, Richie,
yes,
I'd make
sure. Of the world.
Program director of all the stations, anyway, that we had all points of view represented instead of just one, because I think it's healthier for all of us to hear, may not agree, may not even understand what's going on from another person's point of view, but it's good to hear it. That's number two on the story list this week as we continue to go from number 10 to number one, the protesting that's going on. I don't think a lot of people even know what they're protesting. You'll probably get a kick out of that. I hope you will. I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. So one of the outcomes of the election, the election of Trump, for whatever the reason, our complicated economy and the strange kind of controls that we have on commodities. As a result of Trump becoming the president, the price of chicken has gone up. So, you figure turkey's going to be more expensive and chicken more expensive because the supermarkets around the country are feeling the squeeze, the pinch, if you will. This started in Georgia. The Department of Agriculture there makes weekly calculations that gives the supermarkets around the country so that they can figure out they have their wholesale price and they need to know what the markup is going to be. And the average price for a pound of chicken went up 10% the day after Trump was elected. Nobody's figured this out.
That's so weird.
That is funny.
The price of chicken has gone up. So chicken and turkey, more expensive because Trump was elected. Okay, so we can protest that. That'd be a good thing to be protesting. Remind me of that old the dead chicken or the chicken prop that they had on The Tonight Show. They always used to throw around all over the place. We should be throwing dead chickens around, and that would be a good protest.
Or rubber chickens, maybe?
Yeah, rubber chickens,
yeah.
Right.
I don't know about dead chickens. Rubber chickens, okay.
Yeah, rubber chickens would be fun.
Before we move on to you, anybody have any more?
I think you pretty well covered it.
I think I did, too. All right, number one this week, the transition, speculation on who's going to get what job. Jeff Sessions, Attorney General. Don't think that's much of a – that's my own – you know, I don't think that's much of a – I don't like that choice at all. I never liked Sessions, but that's me. Romney and potential connection to Secretary of State, I think that would be a good move.
I think that's a good choice.
Yeah. What he's going to do with Giuliani. I hope Newt Gingrich is a part of the plan for the future. I find him to be attractive in many ways. I don't like the way he has. Maybe he fits into the Trump sexist mold as to how he's treated the women in his life. But if we can put that aside, and it's hard for some people to do that. It's hard for me to do it. But I think he's a very smart man.
He's a very politically smart person.
He has got a lot of savvy, and he's...
And he has a lot of experience, yeah, which will come in handy.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
I mean, the Giuliani thing is, you know, well, I'm in New York City, and I'm from New Jersey, and Chris Christie's been our governor for a while, and the rumor from the beginning was that Chris Christie would be the Attorney General.
Attorney General, yeah.
And I mean, I think things have gone south very quickly for Chris Christie. He's very unpopular in New Jersey, and now he's got the Bridgegate thing, and...
Well, but he's more than anything else. As the former U.S. attorney for New Jersey, he prosecuted Trump's son-in-law's father for tax evasion and won, and they got him into jail or paid a big fine or something.
Yeah.
So
he
that's
went to
why
jail,
he's
yeah.
on the outs. He went to jail, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, and Jared Kushner had to take over the company at a young age. Yeah. He had to start running it, so So Chris Christie's...
See you later.
He's got no angles left.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, anyway, but then I don't see this guy, the general, what's his name, Flynn?
Flynn.
He didn't do anything for me. He's just another...
He got the NSA.
...warmonger, as far as I can see. And then there's, you know, there are all kinds of suggestions. People love... This is speculative media at its finest. And most of the stuff that you're going to hear, they're just actually throwing out there so that something hits the wall and there's something to talk about. Or they test a lot of trial balloons. Okay, what happens if we put this guy's name in?
Right, exactly.
What's going to be the reaction?
I think they're all sitting in the boardroom laughing a little bit by going, hey, somebody leaked this name just for fun.
Yeah. Yeah, see what people
they're trolling everybody. And
Kanye West!
Right, exactly.
For he could be the Secretary of the Treasury.
Can you imagine if Kanye was the press secretary?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it Laura Ingraham is up for that job, right?
She is, yes. Yeah. She's being mentioned.
That's interesting.
For it.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway.
So what were her I mean, this is sort of a good question.
Oh, she would be great.
What qualifications do you need to be press secretary? Is there any... I mean, she was a talk show. She is a talk show host, so obviously, you know.
She's quick on her feet. She knows the issues, and
she knows Trump's moves. And she is tough.
She's tough. She wouldn't let anybody push her around out there. She would be able to control a room of angry reporters.
It's interesting that that job has such a high turnover rate in every administration.
It's a high-stress job.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You're basically not telling people what they want to hear, but giving them enough just to make them go
right.
away.
Yeah. Right.
But
yeah.
she would be really good at it.
Yeah. I think she would, actually. All right. So that's the run-through of the people and, of the stories and the gossip. We'll talk a little bit about the people because there are two lists produced every week. One of them is the hot hits and the big stories. The other one is the list of people that are on most people's minds. So we'll talk about a few of these characters as we continue here. 42 past the hour. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keenan, Rich McFadden viewing the charts from Talkers Magazine.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples, guy. Holidays are crazy. I have sales to promote, clients to thank.
Well, Staples is your holiday printing headquarters with fast turnaround on banners and signs. And cards and invitations are now 20% off our already low prices.
Staples, guy. How did you know that's what I wanted? I dropped some hints, but I never expected to actually get it.
Glad you like it.
It's perfect.
Turn year-end stress into holiday success with 20% off custom holiday cards and invitations. Staples. Make more happen.
Offerings 12/24/16. Prices shown may reflect discounts. See associate for details.
The United States Postal Service knows holiday wish lists better than Santa himself.
Really?
Dear Santa, this year I've been really good. Like, really, really good. And that's why I'd like a hippo hat, hippo gloves, and hippo sunglasses. And maybe a hippo coloring book.
During the holidays, we deliver, especially when it comes to hippos. In fact, we deliver more online purchases to homes than anyone else in the country. No matter what's on your wish list, our priority is you.
Hey, it's Prince Royce with a special holiday message from Sprint. For me, it's not the holidays if I'm not spending time with my friends and family. This year's Black Friday deals with Sprint are an incredible way to find just the right gift for those special people in your life and avoid the shopping lines so you can still spend some quality time with them. Now get a free 43-inch 4K LG Smart TV when you buy an LG V20 device. Or if you're looking to pick up a Samsung Galaxy S7, Sprint will throw in a Samsung Galaxy Tab E for free. Visit your local Sprint store or Sprint.com/holiday for more information. Wishing everyone out there a happy holiday season.
LG V20, $33 for 24 months with installment billing. GS7, $28.96 for 24 months with installment billing. Tab E free after $10 monthly credits. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Taxes due at sale. Early termination results in remaining balance due. Restrictions apply.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/join. That's ZipRecruiter.com/join. ZipRecruiter.com/join.
Introducing the Craftsman bolt-on reciprocating saw. This saw attachment comes with a 6-inch general-purpose blade and delivers enough power to cut through a variety of materials like drywall, PVC, and even small tree branches. The reciprocating saw attachment transforms the bolt-on base into a portable and versatile cutting beast. Tool-free blade changes make switching out accessory blades easier than ever. Construct your Craftsman bolt-on system today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
All right, 45 past the hour now is Good Day Gang, together with other important members of our species, are here to discuss the Talkers charts for the week. The people list. Kate Upton is at number 10. I think we've worked her over enough already here.
I'm not aware of what... she was the one who... Her boyfriend, the pitcher, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. She was the model that most people... The people who didn't get it... Say, my God, that woman, look at how big she is. She always can be a model. She's very attractive.
She's very curvy.
Yep. All right. Chris Christie is number 9. See you later, alligator.
How does he beat Kate Upton? in any world. How does Chris Christie
maybe in the Kirby department? That's the only way.
He's very
so. Hillary Clinton has been at the top of the list. She's at number 8 this week. Look at this. Putin gets more attention than Hillary Clinton this week. Number 6, yeah. Ted Cruz. You want to lose, vote
Where's
for Cruz.
Where's he been?
He's under a rock where he ought to stay. Number 5, Jared Kushner. You're going to hear a lot about him.
Oh, yeah.
Barack Obama, number 4. Rince Priebus.
Rince Priebus?
Guy who tried to convince the Republican hierarchy to get rid of Trump, and now he's the chief of staff.
Strange bedfellows.
He's like the head of the transition, right?
Yeah. Pence is still head of the transition, but yeah.
Yeah. And then there's Stephen Bannon, somebody who has no reason to exist in any universe as far as I'm concerned. There's nothing about him that I think has... He's just going to cause trouble. He's unnecessary. Let's put it that way. He's unnecessary. And why he... Trump, you know... Trump is number one, of course. But in looking at these people that are around, the folks, I guess you can see the influence of Pence, because Donald Trump's philosophy is not right of center at all. He is a pretty moderate thinker in terms of his attitude towards social issues. Mm-hmm. He really doesn't have many opinions at all about that, because he's a businessman through and through. And he's, if you believe any of the stuff that you read in the books about him or any profiles, he makes quick decisions. He's happy to get, he washes through people quickly, brings them in, tries with their work, he throws them out, and brings in somebody new.
But he's tough on immigration, and Sessions is the perfect guy for that.
Yeah.
Sessions is an immigration guy. He's the immigration guy.
Yeah,
and
but
Trump
the weird...
has run on immigration, cleaning up immigration and the border. Sessions is that guy.
Yeah, but the weird thing about Sessions, though, in 1986, he was denied a federal judgeship because of racially...
Sessions, I'm sorry, I'm talking about Bannon, not Sessions.
Oh, Bannon, okay.
Did I say Sessions or did I say Bannon?
Yeah, Sessions.
Sorry,
yeah.
I didn't mean that. No, Bannon.
But anyway, Sessions was denied a federal judgeship because of racially charged comments he made, so...
He's no great judge.
That's going to come back to haunt
him. What were the racially charged comments?
I don't know.
I don't think people should be here illegally. That's counted now as racially charged.
That is, you're right. That's a good point.
Yeah, but that wouldn't prevent you from getting a federal judgeship.
Yeah, but you know what? But there are a lot of people in the news media and otherwise who are so hepped up.
Nancy Pelosi would definitely turn you down for saying that.
Anything that is politically incorrect that doesn't work. So I think.
Yeah, but this is 1986. 1986 wasn't that politically correct. I mean, Reagan, no. I mean, that's, you know. Now it would be a lot more PC.
Right. The stuff that might have even gotten by then won't get by now. I mean, I can't say things on the radio that I used to say just for fun. And I'm betting, as we now talk about the FCC, if you look at the reason that a lot of these people are playing into it is because Trump owes his victory, if he owes anybody, to the right-wingers. Because they really went down that street with him, even though he's not a right-winger. So he's got to pay back to a point.
Well, I mean, he ran on ideas, and now he's got to deliver those ideas.
Yeah, but right-wing ideas aren't going to carry the day. Remember, we're more centrist than anything else.
People just want fairness.
Yeah, that's right. That's a very good way of putting it.
Yeah.
Give me some
fair. It hasn't been fair for a while, and that's what they want.
Yeah. So hopefully we're not going down the other side of the street to a point, but it is time to even things up a little bit. All right, there's our overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine for this week. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden and Victoria Keelan at 10 minutes before the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
After the hour, the focus is on any number of things. I'm vamping because I'm looking at a story about the realities of people who have money and what they do with it. Mark Wahlberg is in the focus. He's a movie guy, and he is also a fan of Conor McGregor's, and I'm going to tell you how that works and shapes up in just a moment here. It's 55 past the hour.
Waiting 30 minutes before swimming after eating is a medical myth. However, flying after diving can be a serious issue. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you why next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline. It is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Flying after diving is hard to avoid. DCS, also known as the binge, is a risk, but can be managed with forethought and planning. The depth and length of your dive and the rate of ascent back to the surface play a huge role. Quickly ascending to altitude in an airplane can exacerbate the issue. And that's why you should wait a minimum of 12 hours before flying after one dive and 18 hours after multiple dives. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
Alright, so Mark Wahlberg, the actor, has a stake in the UFC. And that stands for Ultimate Fighting Club or something, doesn't it? What does it stand? What does UFC stand for?
Ultimate Fighting Championship or club,
yeah,
or
something like that. Yeah.
So how does that relate to MMA? What's the MMA?
Mixed martial arts.
It's the league, right, Rich? I mean, I feel like you know more about this. It's the league. It would be like MLB is a baseball league, so the sport is baseball, but the league is called UFC.
Right.
Yeah. So it's MMA.
MMA is the sport. Is just the sport.
Yeah.
Okay. So Conor McGregor apparently is this ultimate fighting champion. Is that it? He's a boxer. He's a wrestler. What do you have to do? You got to be a jiu-jitsu guy. What?
It's a lot of boxing and Muay Thai, a little bit of Taekwondo. It's mixed martial arts. That's exactly what it is. You can use pretty much anything. Wrestle. You know what? And a lot of it is just rolling around on the ground. When you watch the highlights of these fights, they show them just pummeling each other. But then when you actually watch a fight, 90% of it is somebody's in a headlock, sweating and bleeding on the ground.
Sounds like a date night to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Romance. I mean,
why do people find that entertaining?
I have no idea.
Watch
so many celebrities
else get the
went
hell
to
beat
this.
Out of them. Right. And Wahlberg is one of them, who apparently is in there. But there are much other celebrities as well. Who are in there?
Madonna was sitting in the audience.
Yeah.
I think she was away from the blood splatter,
that's
but
funny.
Still, she was there. Yeah. It's crazy.
So Conor McGregor says he'll fight Floyd Mayweather for $100 million. That would be a box office hit.
Who's Floyd Mayweather?
He's the champion lightweight boxer.
So how does boxing fit in with the MMA people? Isn't MMA...
It doesn't.
Boxers don't kick and...
Right. Boxing is just punching. That's it. And MMA. So they would have to figure out, okay, is Floyd Mayweather going to do MMA or is Conor McGregor going to box?
No, it would be the better thing here.
If it was, each round would be different. I mean, that's another theory that's or another idea that's been talked
about. The
best
thing is to put The Rock in with Mark Wahlberg and let them fight it out. That would be, or you don't think you'd get $100 million?
What was the MTV show where they had the claymation celebrities fighting each other?
Celebrity Deathmatch.
Celebrity Deathmatch.
Yes, that was awesome.
It was the greatest show ever. It was a claymation show that MTV had where they would have Madonna fight Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And people voiced the craziest conversations, and it was hysterical.
So you could see, The Rock would fight Justin Bieber and then, ripping limb to limb. And, it was hilarious.
It was so great.
Why do people find that entertaining?
It's claymation.
This was claymation, so it was just total just goofing off.
Yeah, and they just took celebrities like The Worm, a.k.a. Justin Bieber, and, then there was some satisfaction in that, I guess.
I suppose. Yeah. All right, anyway.
Justin Bieber get his head rid of it all.
Yes.
Wahlberg says Conor needs to cut the check like everybody else, and then he changed his mind and offered McGregor a share for free because he deserves it. That is an interesting play on reality. All right, reality is a part of our lives, and the reality is the hour's over. 59.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.